I mentioned CNET earlier. I worked for CNET for 2 weeks. Was their third employee after Halsey Miner and Shelby Bonney. Shelby Bonney has moved on to other things. He's now a venture capitalist and a banker at Allen and Company. And he lost his iPad at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. He just got off a red eye, a little groggy, and he thought he'd never see it again. But, hey, when you lose an iDevice, what do? You turn on Find My iPhone. And lo and behold, he started tweeting this, by the way. Or, I'm sorry, put it on Facebook so you could follow the whole story. Lo and behold, he could see that his iPad was kind of having some fun. It left the Fort Lauderdale airport and went to Graceland. Stayed at the Heartbreak Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee, and then moved on to the Lynx at Riverside, a golf course. Moved on again after a short layover. Shelby was going back through Fort Lauderdale Airport. He saw that his iPad, he was on Concourse C, saw that his iPad was on an airplane approaching Concourse C. He ran to the gate. Looked over the passengers, trying to say, "You have my iPad." I mean, how are you going to tell, right? You got my iPad. In fact, he remembered you can make a sound.
Right.
You press a button, and it will go. He activated it, but he heard nothing, so he figured, "Oh, it must have been in the checked baggage." Right. Dang it. He comments, "This is better than Game of Thrones." He's actually enjoying this at some point. Eventually, the iPad came to rest in a suburb of Miami, Miami Lakes. He says it looked like a nice home with a swimming pool. He spent $50 to have 5 Mylar balloons delivered to the house with a thank you card. I'm sorry, a thinking of you card. He says, or one of his friends says, friendly yet slightly creepy enough for them to want that iPad out of their house. He left a voice, or actually a reporter called, saw this. Reporter called the house, left a voicemail message.
Right.
So the next morning, Shelby looks at Find My iPhone iPad and sees that the iPad's on his way back to the Fort Lauderdale airport. He thinks, maybe I scared the person, right, and they're bringing it back to Lost and Found. So he went to the website, filled out a claim for the Lost and Found. His phone rang. Somebody from the airport's Lost and Found was calling. As described by Lost and Found when they called a second ago, Bonnie writes, a fairly elderly woman came in a few minutes ago and said she had gotten the balloons and thought it would be a good idea to return the iPad to the airport. She said, thank him for the balloons, but please, no calls. He paid to have his iPad shipped home by UPS. He received it in San Francisco on Friday with a banner saying, welcome home, on his front door.
Was she wearing a captain's uniform? That's my question.
Such a great story.
So Emily left her iPad at she was driving back from D.C. and she left hers at a rest stop and didn't realize it until the next morning. And then quickly used Find My iPhone and went right back to the restaurant she was at, and luckily it was still there.
Cautionary tale. Do not use it to try to go confront the thief.
No, yeah, absolutely never. Not.
You could get killed.
Yes.
Not only that, but a lot of the systems they use to triangulate the location, if they can't find a specific location, they'll give you a mathematical point. And apparently, there are a lot of houses where they just happen to be at a triangulation point between popular cell phone towers, so that they will so that the Find My iPhone feature will just basically point to not a vague area, but this specific address. So much so that a couple of these houses, they actually have signs up saying, I don't have your phone. And terrible stories about how, you know, people bang on the door to it. Hey, man, I want my phone. I'm not even kidding. I want my phone.